From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 15th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, the Daily Freeman is reporting that firefighters spent nearly 9 hours battling a fire that destroyed a large barn on Estock Road off Route 82 in Livingston overnight on January the 12th. Livingston Pumper Company No. 1 Fire Department Public Information Officer Dana Petty said the call went out at 9:10 p.m. on January the 12th, and first responders arrived to find the barn on fire. Efforts to extinguish the blaze were hampered by hay stored in the barn. An excavator had to be brought in to remove debris in order to tackle remaining hotspots, Petty said. Firefighters remained on the scene until 6 a.m. January 13th. Petty said the barn, which was one used to house cattle, was being used for storage at the time of the fire. He said, and I quote, "They sold off their cattle," end quote. No injuries were reported and other structures on the property were not damaged, Petty said. HudsonValley360.com is reporting the cause of the fire is under investigation, but not believed to be suspicious. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper on the Kinderhook Town Board's first meeting of the new year, held January the 8th. County Court Judge Jonathan Nichols attended the meeting to administer the oath of office to newly elected Town Board member Sally Hogan, as well as re-elected Town Supervisor Pat Grattan, Justice Lisa Mills, and Highway Superintendent John Rochelle. Re-elected Board member Patsy Leader did not attend the meeting. During the organizational meeting, Grattan, beginning his 9th term as supervisor, announced openings on the Planning Board, the Zoning Board of Appeals, and the Board of Assessment Review. There are also 2 openings on the Undeveloped Land Oversight Committee and 1 vacancy on the Trails Committee, and the Historic Kinderhook Committee is also looking for new members. During the regular meeting that followed, residents asked that additional town committees be created, an opioid subcommittee, a committee to consider traffic safety on State Route 203, and an economic development committee. The board approved Local Law No. 1 of 2018 to make permanent a property tax exemption for Cold War veterans. Grattan said that approximately 30 residents currently receive the exemption. The town board will next meet at 7 p.m. on Monday, February the 5th, in the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building, and you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Ashley Hupfe is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Green County's Executive Director Chuck Brooks is retiring after 6 years of service. His work at Cornell Cooperative was Brooks' second career, having served the YMCA in Michigan for 34 years. Brooks said of his decision to continue working, and I quote, "I didn't like retirement. I thought I could still work and do some good," end quote. He was hired in 2012 to lead the nonprofit as it consolidated its Green and Columbia local offices. The consolidation has made the organization stronger, Brooks said. He said, and I quote, "We are challenged by budget situations and finances like a lot of other nonprofits," end quote. Brooks said the changes strengthened the organization and made it possible to continue providing high-quality programs. He said, and I quote, "Whether both organizations would still be here today without consolidating, I don't know. But I do know that it's stronger," end quote. But now it's time for someone else to step in. Brooks is now looking forward to spending more time with his family. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amy Biancoli is reporting for the Times Union. A State Department of Conservation task force, January 13th, announced its proposed statewide plan to address New York's plastic bag problem and called on Governor Andrew M. Cuomo and state legislature to take action. Basil Seagos, DEC Commissioner and Chair of the NYS Plastic Bag Task Force, called plastic bag use, and I quote, "a significant environmental problem in New York State," end quote. The 88-page report, an analysis of the impact of single-use plastic bags, includes information on plastic bag solutions implemented around the world, as well as potential approaches to combating the problem statewide. Potential solutions outlined in the report include fees, an all-out ban, and a hybrid of ban and fees. Sago said, and I quote, "any option would include significant education and outreach. We need to make consumers aware of the problem," end quote. The full report is available at dec.ny.gov. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman has a rundown of how various services and offices are affected by the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Amtrak is on holiday schedule. The banks are closed. County offices are closed. Federal offices are closed. And the financial markets are closed. There is no service on Greene County Transit, no mail delivery. Metro North is running on a Saturday schedule with extra trains. Schools are closed, state offices are closed. And for Trailways, call 845-339-4230. And finally, the Hudson Common Council holds two public hearings on two proposed laws at 6:30 p.m. January the 16th. First, proposed local law introductory number 5 of 2017 would amend the city's zoning about reimbursing costs incurred by the Planning Board and the Zoning Board of Appeals on applications and appeals. Proposed local law introductory number 6 of 2017 deals with preserving community character, local business ownership, and local wealth. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with the temperature high near 22 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 9 degrees. For Monday night, a chance of snow showers after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 17. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 32 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 19. And on Wednesday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 10. Sunrise today was at 7:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:46 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, a minute and a half more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 15th day of January 2017, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.